On this episode, we're talking Italian, including Tony's Town Square at Magic Kingdom and Trattoria Al Forno at the Boardwalk. Today is May 23rd, 2023. This is episode 567 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys!
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. Then if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get these brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Here we are again, talking about dining. I hope you guys are not sick of hearing about food.
Yes, and I'm sure they're not.
I hope not. We had some wonderful feedback after we did get an iTunes review that said our dining reviews were exhausting. Very thankful that everybody supported these dining reviews, because we're going to keep doing them. We're going to keep eating for you guys and talking all about it. And we know that dining reservations can be extremely hard to get, can be overwhelming, frustrating at both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. But Mouse Dining removed the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use this free service.
So today we are talking dining, but let's first talk about our latest Tron experience and I guess some like.
Yeah, we're trying to figure, we're really, you know,
what's
Tron
the
is so
word
different.
I'm looking for?
Well,
research.
Yeah, research. And, you know, we know that Guardians of the Galaxy is very lenient with your return time.
Correct.
And the fact that there isn't really a true return time. And not to say that you use that to game the system or anything, but we totally understand that you have no control over your virtual queue group. You know,
correct.
Unlike individual lightning lane, you can pick your window.
Yes.
Virtual queues, you cannot. It can be, as we mentioned last time, 7 a.m. We're laying in bed in our home in St. Augustine, Florida, 2 hours from Disney.
Right.
And we get, you know, an earlier group, and we can't guarantee that we're going to make it to our return time for Tron. And so we did last time and we were good. This time we were trying to research and test a little bit about actually being on property.
Right.
And getting a virtual queue.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about our experience last week when we were staying at Coronado Springs. And again, the system that we've always recommended, many do, of the world clock, 15 seconds to go. Your party's already been confirmed before that. You start hitting refresh. Still at 100%, barring any technical difficulties.
Correct.
Up until last week when we did secure Tron. So,
yes. And Jeremy got group 4.
And immediately was like,
oh, man.
Shoot.
Right.
I do not want
Which
group
is so
4.
Funny because, like, you're instead of being excited, you're like, oh, man, this kind of sucks a little bit.
Yeah.
But so,
luckily, we were on property for this.
We were.
No chance if we had been at home.
Right.
So
we were actually leaving that day. So our first thought was to get up and go ahead and drive to Magic Kingdom. But then the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, we are on property. A bus is going to drop us off right there. It is going to be right at the front. It is going to be a quick, easy walk in. Shouldn't be bad on security and shouldn't be bad on trying to get in. So and then coming home. And I thought, you know, with trying to park and ride a boat or a monorail and all this, I was like, because we're on property, period, I don't care if it was All-Star. I think the best thought was to take a bus.
Yeah. And if you remember our previous encounter, it took 50 minutes from the time that we drove and
yes.
hit the parking entrance
yes.
where they scan your magic band or you would pay for parking until the time we arrived at Tron was 50 minutes.
And we got everything so quick.
Yeah, like, and that was a quick 50 minutes.
Very quick.
Yeah, we got lucky on that one.
So we got group number 4 and at this point, like, we knew we were going to ride the bus and everything and leave our truck parked at Coronado. So Jeremy's working. This was a Thursday, Friday. So unfortunately, he had quite a bit of work to do. But the good news is he can do it remotely no matter where he was. So he's just sitting on the bed and working. And all of a sudden I look at my watch and it says your virtual queue's been called. And I was confused because the day before we were at Guardian. So I was like, maybe this is old. And I'm like, nope, it says Tron. So I look at him and say, and this is 15 minutes prior to 9
official
o'clock.
Official park opening. Yeah, this was 8:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I look at him and I'm like, our Tron's been called. And he kind of freaks out because he was working. And I'm like, it's okay, babe. It's fine. We're going to go straight to a bus and we're going to get on it and we're going to be fine. So we have to, he wasn't planning on taking work into the park, but we had to, which is not a big deal. No big deal. No, fine. So we change all that, fix that, go get on a bus. Actually, immediately, there was a bus there that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was the last stop. So we went straight to Magic Kingdom. We get there, drops us off at the front, and I think we were there at 9:10, 9:15 at the latest.
Yeah.
And now, reminding you, you have an hour, so it is 9:45 that we have to check in. So we are literally pretty much walking through security and almost the front gate around 9:15-ish. Jeremy, poor thing, did not take his laptop out of his bag, and that's like the only thing he had in to like hold it in front of him like an umbrella. So he was stopped. There was a little bit of a longer line for security to check all the bags and stuff. But again, we were there. We were literally steps from the front entrance. We were fine. So yeah, it worked out great. We went, we rode it, had a great time. Our good friends, Ashley and Karen, that morning, they were going. They actually missed and some technical difficulty worked at 7 a.m., which probably worked in their benefit, to be honest. They got to the park, the 1 p.m. drop. They actually got it. They got a 101 group. Their group went off around 5-ish. And they got to ride it before they came home from Magic Kingdom that day.
Yeah.
And they loved it and was very happy.
Yeah. And, you know, again, we're just, I know this is kind of like broken record with sharing all these different things, but we hope that this does help for people that
100%.
You know, that are looking to ride. And as we said last time, you know, you may not want to book Magic Kingdom for your arrival day, wherever you're arriving from, whether you're driving, you're flying. You know, we look at the fact that, you know, a group called at 8:45. We could have gone down. We could have waited for the bus for 20 minutes.
Possibly.
You know, all of a sudden it's 9:05. We're getting on a bus. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to get over there. Next thing we know, it's 9:25 or so, you know, and we could have had a backup. Yep. It's still going to drop you off at front, the bus is, but we could have had, you know, a backlog in security. We could have had all these different things. And of course, you always have the ability to go talk to a cast member. And I'm sure that if you're within a reasonable window, they're going to make do. To be honest, that's one of the things we want to try next, is to miss our window and see what happens. You know, maybe actually miss the window and show up 15 minutes late. And again, not trying to pull one over on anyone, but just to find out
for
what the situation
purposes,
is to say.
100%.
Hey, we're trying to get here. Because simple fact is, when we were called at 8:45, if we were still, you know, dead set on driving, we would not have made our time.
We would not have.
100% would not have made it. It was going to take 15, 20 minutes to get there, hit that parking entrance, at best another 50 minutes to park, get on a tram, get on a boat,
or a
go
monorail,
through security, go through the turnstile, walk to Tomorrowland, not going to make your window. So again, we just, you know, talk about these things to hopefully help you all out.
So let's move on to some food.
Rhonda, let's eat.
Okay.
Same day.
Yes.
This was last Friday.
Yep.
Is that seriously just 1 week ago? Because we're recording this actually several days early. It's going to be a Tuesday episode.
Yeah.
But we're getting ahead of the game because we're going to be gone this weekend.
We got plans.
Yeah. Congratulations, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
On graduating.
From Main
we're
Street
go to,
Travel.
Yeah, we're
if you need
go to
any
his
of
party
your travel
tomorrow.
Situations.
Yep.
Check them out.
And yeah, and then we're going to go see some friends at Epcot on Sunday. So we're getting a little ahead of the game. But why don't you talk about us, you know, another last minute dining?
Well, you know, so we end up hanging out, riding Tron, kind of like, all right, well, you know, we're hungry. What should we do? And what should we work for? So we were checking some walk-up list, and we didn't want all you care to enjoy.
Yeah, that's all there was.
Because,
I mean, not all there was, but there was Liberty Tree available. There was Diamond Horseshoe available. Shockingly, there was Be Our Guest available.
There was, and we looked at that. The only thing was, is I wasn't ready to drop that amount of money.
And it's prefixed now for lunch.
Correct.
So you're talking per person. And we didn't want a per person. This is going to be much like our Coral Reef, you know, time at Epcot a few weeks ago, where it was like, you know what? We're going to do appetizer, entree, dessert. We're going to split all three. We're not here for like an in-depth, like,
correct,
per person.
We weren't
crazy
staying where we're like, we're not eating the rest of the day. We were going to get in a car and drive.
And now, where did I want to eat? But you,
Skipper Canteen.
Yeah, you are truly, I feel like, the, I don't know what to call you, because I'm the producer.
The work connoisseur?
Well, maybe you are more like the producer. Like, I'm the editor. You're the producer. Like, you are really the one that often drives the content that we need. And so for me, mind, at that point, I'm thinking, I love Skipper Canteen. And I'm even like, let me see. I'm looking at the menu, and I'm like, let me see what we haven't eaten there. Maybe we do a Skipper Canteen update. And then that's when we started to look at the calendar and the schedule of episodes, and I was like, we talk about Skipper Canteen all the time, even though we haven't eaten there in a while.
It has been a while.
But I looked, and it's cool. If you go back to 297, this was a trip with Lucy and Caleb, which prior to these past couple trips was the most we've eaten in one weekend. We did Topolino's Terrace with them. We did Tony's Town Square, and we did Raglan Road.
Right.
All in that one episode.
And Tony's Town Square actually changed their menu.
Probably 3-4 times since then.
So,
along with some chef turnovers.
We were like, you know what? Let's. And then actually, here's what, I'm not going to lie, because at this point, we were going to eat, and then we were still going to hang out and be and ride and do some more things. So Magic Kingdom is now concocting cocktails, and you can't, like, I can't go in and go, can I get a lemon drop martini? But you can go in, and what they have available you can get, and there are quite a few of them. So with that being said, we actually looked at a couple of them, and we were like, all right, let's look at Tony's. And because Tony's is a little heavy, because it is, you know, let's go ahead and get to the bullet points. It is in Magic Kingdom. It is on Main Street. It is American Italian. It is a casual dining. You do get your pass holder discount for 10% off. Your lunch runs from 11:30 a.m. to 2:55 p.m. And your dinner runs from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we are looking at, all right, let's look on the lighter side that we could almost do for Tony's. But also, let's look at the cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the cocktails won it out. And we were like, we can go and try this. And then honestly, I'm not going to lie, there was a limoncello sidecar.
Yeah.
My bad. And I love limoncello. And I was like, yep, let's do that. So we went into Tony's, got a nice, great lunch time. It was like 12:05. I think it opens
like
at 12.
Yep.
We checked in. I was a little sad because we checked in and we asked to sit on the terrace because right about the time we should have
finishing. This was prior to 12 because the parade was going to start at 12.
Correct.
And we knew we could catch it on the back end.
We did not get to seat out there, and then we actually didn't get to sit out in the area that looks to me like it's outside, but it's still inside.
Yeah.
We still got to sit, unfortunately, in the inside interior right by the Lady and the Tramp fountain.
Yeah.
Super cute. I was just only disappointed because we have sat there before.
Yeah.
But we had a great, great Lana cast member, and she was amazing. So I'm happy that we sat there because of her.
Yeah. This atmosphere, if you've not been in Tony's Town Square, this is not and we've not been to Italy.
No.
But when you go to Tutto Gusto, I feel that very well represents Italy from what I've seen on the internet and TV and movies, right?
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I'll agree.
What I think Tony's Town Square represents with the atmosphere is what it would be like if somebody who really loved Italian food and lived in America opened an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So it is an Americanized version,
yeah,
but it's exactly what you think an American would design an Italian restaurant to look like.
And it's super cute because of Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I love it.
Super cute.
I love there was a table like right next to us. And they kept taking photos in front of the Lady and the Tramp thing.
It was,
and it was
cute. Just,
it was great. Like it's a wonderful, I really like this atmosphere.
I do too.
For being this Americanized Italian restaurant. And that's exactly what you're going to get,
yeah,
here. You know, it feels, I'm going to try and keep the Olive Garden references to an all time low, but it has a bit of that Olive Garden feel. It feels very like American Italian, and mm-hmm, I like it. It's very relaxing. We had a great booth area.
You're eating in a Magic Kingdom.
I know.
I will totally eat Olive Garden at
any
Magic
given day.
Kingdom.
And that's
if
where
the Olive Garden
bring it up.
Opened at Magic Kingdom, I'd be like, I'm in.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I mean, it kind of did, and they named it Tony's Town Square. So, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit before we get into
but
what we had.
But I would say this is probably better.
Yeah.
I'm gonna foreshadow and be like.
Yeah. Spoiler alerted a little
mm-hmm,
bit.
Yep.
So we'll talk a little bit about the menu. Then we'll talk about what we had because we do like to let you know what else they have. They do have the Tony's garlic bread for the table for $11. This is their toasted ciabatta with roasted garlic butter and Parmesan. They have a Caesar salad, fried mozzarella. We have had, again, unless the recipes change, we've had the fried mozzarella in the
yes,
past.
Very good.
During when they used to do the Halloween party, remember? When they mm-hmm, did Cruella de Vil's little dining thing. And I would love to bring that back.
Yes.
They have a seasonal soup, which that day was an Italian wedding.
Yes.
I believe.
Yep, correct.
They have a garden salad. What did we go ahead and opt for? Or do you want to talk about drinks first real quick?
Yeah, so they have actually three cocktails. They have a cannellini Bellini. I don't know if I just said all
Bellini,
that. Bellini.
Yep.
Sparkling peach cocktail. So it's Prosecco peach juice with drops of wild raspberry for $12.
Sounds delicious and refreshing.
It
we
does.
We did not get it, but
we
it sounds
not.
Amazing. I love
they
a
have
good
a
Bellini.
Little Italy cocktail. So it is Knob Creek rye whiskey. What is that?
It's
liquor?
An Amaro Siciliano liquor, Martini and Rossi sweet vermouth, and it's garnished with Luxardo cherries
for
$16.50.
Yep.
This is what I got.
Yes.
And
that was super pretty.
Very.
And very like in a almost like it's not in a.
It's like a Manhattan
martini glass.
Yeah,
yeah but in
a, like
yes,
a Manhattan.
Super cool.
This was real. This was delicious. And
yep.
And I will say I'm 99.9% sure, if not 100% sure. Remembering that these are all pre-mixed cocktails.
Right.
And, you know, when you go over to an Oga's Cantina, those are all pre-mixed cocktails. And they are good, but you feel a little bit gypped, I will say.
Okay.
As far as alcohol content goes. And
okay,
when you're paying prices like $16.50, a lot more often at Oga's, you're thinking, you know what? I kind of want to taste the alcohol a little bit. This, to me, tasted like a mixed cocktail that was mixed to order.
You could taste, I hate to say it like this, you could taste a little more of the alcohol, which didn't make you feel like you were drinking like something out of a can,
yeah,
or something. Like, I mean, I don't like them, but the High Noons, I've had them and they're, and you know, it's vodka and seltzer and I'm like, okay, it's fine. But anyways, so moving on. But that was really good.
Well, in saying about this, because you can move on to yours, which is obviously a pre-mixed cocktail as well. But, you know, it's not like there's a bar.
Correct.
And Lana certainly is not going back there with a bottle of Knob Creek whiskey and her, you know, Amaro liqueur and Martini and Rossi vermouth. She's not back there making a drink.
Correct.
And they're certainly not going to dedicate a single bartender behind the scenes to be mixing cocktails. So
right,
these are pre-mixed cocktails.
Right. Mine, like I said earlier, was a limoncello sidecar. So it is limoncello liqueur. It is Cartier liqueur, lards, applejack brandy, and lemon juice for $15.50. And this thing was fantastic.
Yeah.
I loved every moment of it. Sugar Rim, it was just outstanding.
Lemon peel for a garnish.
Beautiful. Fantastic again. Yeah. Like, I loved every moment of it, and it was perfect with what we got.
Yeah.
So now going back to what we got.
Well, I will say this.
Oh.
If we didn't know that these were pre-mixed cocktails, you would never know these were pre-mixed cocktails.
Correct.
I mean, seriously, if just say instead we were all of a sudden were transported or blindfolded and we were sitting at Enchanted Rose and they served us these exact two same drinks, you would have been like, oh, I totally missed Sheila mixing these for us. So these were actually our first Magic Kingdom cocktails.
Correct.
You know, we've done wine, we've done beer before.
Correct.
These are within maybe the last year or so, I think. I can't remember the exact timeline, but yeah, this was really good.
Yeah.
I was super impressed.
Yep.
And sometimes you need that break, and sometimes you need that cocktail. You certainly can't take it to go, and that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But this is nice to be able to do it. You don't have to leave Magic Kingdom anymore if you want a nice cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So that part's good. What is included, Rhonda? It's not free.
It's included. Well, it actually came after our
cocktails.
Antipasta.
Oh, it sure did.
Which,
we'll talk about the bread anyway.
Okay. So we actually got included was focaccia bread. And oh my gosh, this bread was so amazing. And it's literally it's your elevated Olive Garden breadsticks, where it's that focaccia bread. It's soft, it's crunchy on the outside a little bit, and it does come with your olive oil and seasoning in it, and then you just dip it, and it's fantastic.
This is one of those things, you know, a lot of times with these menu changes, there are things that stay consistent, there's things that change. This has always been included. I don't remember it being this good
when we went
a couple years ago with Lucy and Caleb. Yep. And it even had, you got, be careful though. There's a little kick to that seasoning in the oil.
Yeah, that was weird you said that. And I don't think I noticed it, but maybe I just
I doused it. I was like, swimming in it with my bread. Like, I went too far with the oil and the seasoning and all, but this was super good.
Yep.
And just, we'll fast forward real, real quick. Once we were done our meal, there were a couple pieces left.
Oh, this was
cute. And Lana came and she picked everything up, and Rhonda was like, "Ooh, is there any chance we wanted to get that bread to go for our girls.
Yep.
They would love this." And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "You want me to bring you more as well? And I can go ahead and get a basically water cup with a lid and fill it with more oil and all." And we're like, "That would be amazing."
Well,
she brought us
out
larger than another bread portion.
She did. She said, they don't have cups or whatever for the oil. So she said it'd be in a kitty cup. And I was like, that's fine. I'm thinking like just a little bit. No, that thing was half full. And then she gave us so much more bread. And I was like, thank you so much.
She was amazing.
Of course,
Absolutely
she got
amazing.
A very well tip. But
she was amazing.
She was. So anyways,
Let's move on to antipasti, our appetizer.
Which was the Toy Box tomato salad. It is marinated tomatoes with torn burrata cheese, cucumbers, focaccia, pickled onions, and basil for $12. This was so good and so refreshing, and so many different tomatoes, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
There was a beef tomato that was thicker and crunchier. I'm going to use the air quotes, crunchier.
Mm-hmm.
There was little tomatoes that were marinated and softer, but then there was a little bit of focaccia that was like toast.
Focaccia croutons.
Basically. There you go. Yep.
Gave a nice crunch and balance.
It was fantastic. And all of it together was just amazing. And I'll let you tell the only part that you wished.
The only thing is I could take a little more burrata.
Yeah.
But only because everything else was just so good, and that burrata gave it that nice salty kick. And there was this, you know, this freshness from the basil and the cucumbers.
So fresh and so good.
Again, you know, I always say I don't eat this and then I eat it. Like, I don't eat tomatoes.
Usually I eat tomatoes.
Like in this situation,
Hey y'all, before we know it, he's going to be like, I ate pickles. I like pickles.
Well, what's going to be cool is, again, like spoiler alert to the end, is I'm going to talk Trattoria Al Forno, which is going to be an awesome balance to this episode, because I was able to have something very similar to this
Oh.
And so I'm excited to talk about that. And Rana says, oh, because I went with my brother. Rana was not with me.
I was not.
And I'll tell a story about how my brother took me out to dinner. No,
I'll just hang out.
No, you're gonna spearhead that conversation.
I am?
By interviewing me about my experience at Trattoria Al Forno.
Okay.
So anyway, this was outstanding. $12. Yeah. This is one of those, we always talk about clean, refreshing, light. This is what you want when it is 90 degrees outside and the sun is beating down and all you need is a break and you want a cocktail and you want something super refreshing. This I would put top of the list as far as appetizers go on a refreshing scale. And again, it's not the best appetizer we've ever had. It's not even going to break the top 10. But from a refreshing standpoint
and
exactly what we needed that day, this was it.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's move into our entrees, our secondi. I'm not Italian, guys. I'm sorry. they do have a spaghetti and meatballs, which I don't think Rhonda will order anywhere else outside of Tutto Gusto.
Yeah, I was scared too. But and plus, again, I didn't want that heaviness. We were looking at other things.
They also have a spaghetti and impossible meatballs. These both run $26. They have an oven roasted shrimp scampi for $32. Prior to some menu changes, Rachel, our good friend, who is a wonderful foodie, who we trust very, very much and value her opinion, had this, and it was not good.
Did she spit it out?
A little bit. So I would be interested to try it now that there have been some changes. They got fettuccine Alfredo for $27. Chicken Parmigiana, which Caleb got several years ago.
Very
so
good.
Assuming it's the same, he loved it. He's a chicken parm freak. They have a butcher's steak for $36. They've got penne with chicken al forno, $28, and then the today's sustainable fish, which might be coming to you from living with the land. We don't
and
know.
And what was it? I do forget.
That day it was actually salmon.
Okay.
Was their fish of the day.
Right.
Which sounded very good, and Lana was wonderful at explaining everything.
Yeah.
But we looked at what we felt was going to be a lighter pasta dish.
Yes.
And this was the orchetti with spicy Italian sausage. This is house-made sausage, a broccoli rabe, onion, roasted garlic, and toasted breadcrumbs for $29.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to, of course, split this. Yes. One thing that's always great, of course, they're for not only the toy box salad, but for the orecchiette, they brought us separate plates and bowls.
Yep.
We're the type that we're sitting right next to each other pretty much on corners. Not on both sides of the booth like freaks, like we did it in our koozies, but literally on different sides of a table, just each corner.
Yeah.
We sometimes will just eat out of the same bowl. Like, we're not shy.
Yeah, but we went ahead and changed. Yeah, we split it.
What did you think of this dish?
I really, really liked it. I thought it was really light. Again, we're getting in a car and we're going to drive. I mean, eventually, like, you know, we're going to walk around for another hour or some two, maybe. But with this, the noodles were fantastic. They were al dente. They were to me, more where it kind of holds some of the sauce a little bit. The spicy sausage was really good. It was neat because it was more of a, like, sometimes you'd have a big giant piece and you might have to cut that a little bit, and then you might have a smaller piece, and you might have, I thought was super cool,
rustic. The sausage was rustic.
Okay, what does that mean?
There's no what uniformity it,
okay.
to
I just started
to
say this
pieces.
Is what it means. It was cooked and a chef cut it and he wasn't cut
it wasn't uniform
uniform
so you had some small
and they
pieces,
threw
some
it
pieces,
in the dish
crumbles,
which was fantastic.
But you knew that it was pan-seared because it had a wonderful crust on the outside.
Fantastic.
And a very moist, tender
so good.
Inside.
And just enough spice. Like, not too much. Oh, it was just, I absolutely love this dish.
It was really, really good. Do you know what orecchiette translates to in English?
Mm-mm.
Little ears. So that makes sense because these are almost like little shells. And I love things that have a little pocket because it holds the sauce. It holds everything that's going on with it. You know, if we want to compare this to like an Olive Garden or whatever, and this is what I told Rhonda, and this is not a knock at anything, because I thought this was absolutely delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised. The pasta was cooked perfect. Here's the thing. There's no open kitchen. There's a reason why. They don't want you to see the boxes. They don't want you to see the cans. They don't want you to see the containers of pre-made items that they're going to put together, is my guess.
Correct.
this doesn't completely come off
it
that
doesn't
way.
Warrant
you know
that.
You know Correct. That this is not handmade house-made pasta,
but it was really good.
But it was
good.
Cooked perfectly.
It was really,
you know,
good.
The sausage is possibly not seasoned in house, but it was delicious. Mm-hmm. The sauce, everything came together so well.
Yes,
this is something that, like, and I'm gonna probably do it tonight when we cook dinner. You know, I like to go, oh, what do we have? Oh, we have some pasta in the pantry. Oh, we actually have some Italian sausage left over from, you know, we were doing a breakfast or something. I can season that up a little bit. Oh, I've got some butter. We got some lemon juice. We got this and that. Let's throw something together.
Yeah, and he does so well on that. And I'm very jealous. I can't do that, but
I really enjoyed this.
Yeah. You know, and for you to enjoy it, in my opinion, has always been because you can cook like that and you can cook. And I'm like, God dang, like, it's so good. Like, I'm like, can you remember this? And not 90% of the time he's like, no, or we need to write it down or whatever. But when he does say something's really good, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it must be really good, because he's more like that type that's like, well, this was out of this can, this was out of that can, this was out. And to hear him actually like say this, I was very excited and very like, all right, yeah. Tony's, you're doing pretty good.
And here's the thing. If you don't know us well enough already, like, we love pizza, right? We love all pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Christina.
Sure.
We love you, Christina. We know you're not going to eat pizza outside of New York. I get that.
Right.
I understand the huge difference between getting a true New York pizza and eating, you know, Pop Century food court pizza.
Right.
I understand the major difference, but we love both of them.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about pasta for us. I know a good house-made, handmade pasta when I eat it, and I love
it. Yes.
I also know when it comes out of a box, but it's still absolutely delicious.
Correct.
We like food. We like pasta. So I'm, and I'll get into a comparison, and you're going to love the comparison when I get to it.
Okay.
So good when we get to Trattoria Al Forno, but I would get this again. I would get this again and again.
Awesome.
I really liked it. To me, it does have more of a feel and a taste of a, what you would consider maybe a quick service Italian,
mm-hmm.
but it's good.
Well, not that we want to end on bad, but we did do dessert. And it was funny because at this point, everything was so good that even Jeremy, I'm not going to lie, was kind of like
wanting something bad. We mentioned this. I'm like, please give me something that's not good.
Because we want to give you the true,
the true experience what we really feel,
and not, you know, we're not
sugarcoating.
Right. So with all that being said, they have desserts. They have tiramisu cannoli. They have gelato. They have Italian strawberry shortcake, and they have a Tony's Superior tart. Again, everything was light. We're trying to drive home for 2 hours. So the Italian strawberry shortcake for $8.50 sounded amazing, because it is a vanilla cake with whipped topping, balsamic marinated strawberries, and fresh basil. And this is plant-based. So we ordered that. What came out, and this
beautiful. Beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. But what came out was a vanilla cake topped with whipped topping and regular strawberries.
Yeah.
Nothing marinated about them and no fresh basil.
Yeah.
Period. It was a strawberry shortcake, and it was good as a strawberry shortcake. The vanilla cake was great. I thought it was very dry. You thought it was dense.
Yeah, I thought it was very dry and dense. Dense and dry. Yep.
The cake. I liked it. I love cake. No, I liked it. I ate quite a few more bites. It whipped topping. I'm pretty sure that was house made because I've house made it before.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's very easy. Strawberries were just regular daggum strawberries cut and stacked on top.
Yeah.
But it wasn't awful. It was not what we were expecting.
Yeah. And that's the perfect way to put it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't what was advertised.
It was a, how did you say it? And you hit the nail on the head when you said it. It was a Pop Century, your at the food court.
It should be in the clear clamshell food container, and you go get it, and it's $4.55 at a quick service in your food court, yep, back at your value resort.
Yep.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. It just wasn't as
correct
advertised.
That's and it all was, and that's it, literally. So it sucks that it wasn't great, but again, it wasn't what we were expecting. Yeah. It wasn't awful. Like, we ate. I ate. Jeremy had a couple, two,
I mean,
three
we
bites.
We still ate the whole thing.
We ate the whole thing. So.
Because we're not wasteful. We do not want that food to go to waste. All right. So we got our next comparison of Italian food. We're going to move over to Trattoria Al Forno, where mm-hmm I got to go down to see my brother speak down in Orlando. And he said, well, I'll take you out to dinner the night you get in. He was speaking the next morning. And I was like, it's been a while since I've been to Trattoria Al Forno.
Mm-hmm.
There's another place that has changed often. We now have one of our good friends is over there, Athena.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to go see her. So I said, let's go ahead, get a reservation there. And you can go ahead and show up, obviously, at the boardwalk and let them know that you have a reservation. And they're going to let you in and park at the boardwalk.
So, oh, perfect.
Boardwalk in. So that was very nice to be able to do that.
Perfect.
So went to Trattoria Al Forno.
Okay.
Now, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
Trattoria comes from the French word trattore, which derives from traitor and respectively means host or caterer and to treat.
Oh.
And Al Forno is Italian for food baked in an oven. So Trattoria Al Forno at Disney's Boardwalk Inn showcases delicious old world culinary techniques.
Nice.
This is a casual dining atmosphere. You get your 10% off annual pass holder discount. They are only serving breakfast and dinner.
Okay.
They're not back to character breakfast yet. I am hoping that comes back with Flynn and Rapunzel, Eric and Ariel.
And then we will go.
Yes, 100%. That is 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Dinner service starts at 5 and runs till 10 p.m.
Okay. So what, how is the atmosphere when you?
Good question, Rhonda.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I
don't know
this,
what I'm doing
so
here.
This one to me feels much more of that, old world Italian feel. There's a big,
like, grandma's
giant
kitchen.
Well, it's a large dining area. There is some outside dining as well that we've dined at in the past. This is probably my overall, I think, fourth time here. Big open kitchen. Which
do you love that?
I do love that. And here's where I'm going to go to that comparison with Tony's Town Square. We talked about Roundup Rodeo, right? Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
We said we can't compare Roundup Rodeo barbecue to Polite Pig,
mm-hmm,
because they are on two different levels.
Okay.
Roundup Rodeo barbecue is your backyard neighbor's barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
That is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Polite Pig is on a competition level barbecue.
Okay.
And that's what I would say the comparison between Tony's Town Square and Trattoria Al Forno is.
Okay.
Tony's Town Square is you going to your neighbor's house who can make some pretty dang good Italian food.
Okay.
But they're box noodles, you know, uh-huh, and they're spicing up some canned sauce, and they might be making meatballs on their own. Then you move into what I would consider competition level Italian, where everything is like scratch made, house made, open kitchen, wood fired ovens, cooking the pizza, baking the pasta dishes, you know, again, hand making pasta, and that's Trattoria Al Forno.
Okay.
So we're not going to do a comparison game in that sense.
Right.
You can't say that Trattoria Al Forno is better than Tony's. You couldn't say that Tony's is better than Trattoria, because I think they're two very different experiences.
Okay.
And they're both really, really good.
All right.
So when you get to the appetizers at Trattoria, there is calamari. We've got a Caesar salad. We got mussels, charcuterie board. Well, if you've never dined with my brother, and the only person listening right now is probably Rhonda, who's in this room, unless one of you listening has dined with Alan, and let me know, because that'd be pretty cool.
I have not dined with Alan. I would love to dine with Alan. I think I'd ask a lot of questions. No, I mean, like, Megan, right?
Yeah.
And him and me and you. I would love that.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
I would love to just... Yeah.
You mean outside of, like, our entire family, like my parents and the kids and
right,
his kids and all.
Right,
we've
because
not had a
Alan
meal
and I,
with
we've,
Alan
we've,
that way.
I've seen what Alan eats. I know what Alan eats. I get curious and I question things. And then I love his answers. So, and he eats a lot. Like
he can eat a lot because he's extremely fit. He works out all the time. Well, he can eat.
He burns it so much.
And he knows how to eat.
Yes. If that so, makes sense. Correct. So I would love to sit down and actually, but I've never gone somewhere. So I'm excited to hear about your, so what did you get for an appetizer?
Well, we'll start with Maria, our cast member, our waitress. She was absolutely outstanding. You know, one of the things, I know we keep talking about how good the food and all has been, you know, these past 2 months that I feel like we've been dining like crazy, the cast member experience has been even better, I feel like, every single time.
Awesome.
We've had some wonderful cast members. Maria is up there.
Awesome.
Outstanding. Just, again, the knowledge, the recommendations, things like that, telling you about the restaurant, telling you about the food, the way it tastes, what you like, what you don't like, and being able to almost cater like, well, you should try this, is incredible. So we started out with the Ancelada Capri, which is very similar to our Toy Box salad over at Tony's Town Square. So this is house-made burrata. Sound familiar? Ripe tomatoes, extra virgin olive oil for $13.
Okay.
Outstanding. Again, clean, refreshing.
Awesome.
Light, very shareable.
Okay. Did you eat it all yourself?
No, we're splitting this. We're splitting all this until we got to our entrees. We're splitting all of the appetizers, and there's more coming in this review. I really loved this.
Awesome.
I would put it on the same level as the Toy Box salad over there at Tony's. So I know I'm not playing all the comparison game, but very, very similar.
Cool.
And I really, truly enjoyed this.
Awesome.
You are going to get some included bread with this tub of olive oil, and in it is cloves of roasted garlic.
I love that. Like, you could take it out and pour it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wanted to take, like, you wanted to take a knife or a spoon and spread it on the bread.
Oh,
and then even better
amazing.
Was dipping that in and sopping up some of the leftover burrata, you know, the olive oil from the tomatoes, which adds an extra flavor. Next, we went ahead and got the tomato bruschetta. This is oven-roasted ciabatta, basil, aged balsamic. This is plant-based for $13. Maria said, would you like to add fresh mozzarella to it? We did.
Awesome.
So on top of this nice crostini of oven-roasted ciabatta, they're going to put a thin slice of like a real fresh, tastes house-made mozzarella. You have the basil, the balsamic. Absolutely loved this as well. There were two good-sized pieces, since nobody can see the size that I'm showing my hands, but Rhonda can. Is that a good, pretty good size, right?
Yeah, it's good size.
So we each had one of these. Really, really loved this. Maria comes back. She's like, you know, you guys ready to order your entrees? Anything else? And Alan's like, how about the Tuscan salad?
Oh, my goodness.
Jeremy, would you like Tuscan salad? I would love it. It sounds delicious. This is countryside greens, almonds, gorgonzola, blackberries, and a lemon vinaigrette for $12.
Okay.
What I need like a thesaurus to come up with other words than refreshing and light and clean. Because again, that's exactly what this was.
Good.
This was one of those dishes that I think if you said like, hey, could I just get maybe some like sliced oven roasted chicken on top of this and make it my meal? You could easily turn this into a meal.
Nice.
And really, really liked it.
Awesome. So those were your appetizers and you loved all of them, which is really awesome. What did you get, you boys get for your entrees?
So there's a lot of wonderful items here. When you look at entrees, you do have a oak grilled strip steak Florentine. We've had that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. They have a veal ossobuco, shrimp parpadelli, which I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about here. And when we go back, so I'm going to take you back, or we'll ask Alan if he can take us back. There's a grilled swordfish. They've got a plant-based bolognese, which is a little bit interesting. There's not a standard one. They have,
but we've had the
gnocchi.
One before.
We did have the bolognese before that was meat based.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
When you were not saying, I know I can. So Jeremy's reading off the
list. I'm not
list,
reading the one I had yet.
And
right?
He's not reading. So when he read truffle gnocchi, I was a little sad because I thought that's what he got. Anyways, go ahead.
Truffle gnocchi sounds amazing.
Yes, it does. That would be what I would
and
want.
And then they've got a chicken parm.
Okay.
So what was recommended by Maria? It is their house favorite. It is their most popular. Is their lasagna al forno. This is a blended Italian cheeses, beef, veal, pork, and herbed ricotta for $30.
Isn't this what Chuck from Main Street Magic Travel had, and yes. actually his wife. Now let's paint the picture. And we actually stayed in a
we're at Westgate.
Thank you. And it was a whole full kitchen, and she made her lasagna. And holy moly.
It's ridiculous.
This thing was phenomenal. Like, I was almost hurting myself with eating so much.
Some of the best lasagna I've ever had. Like,
exactly.
Honestly, really is.
So it made me laugh when they actually ate here. Sorry, Allie, but he said it was better than hers. So now I'm so curious of your, like, go ahead.
It's different.
Okay.
So here's what it is. It's a rolled lasagna. So it is the
rolled instead rolled of lasagna, like stacked.
Instead of layered. Instead okay. of stacked or layered, this okay. is a rolled lasagna.
So rolled, taking, like you take it and roll it like a yeah. cinnamon bun.
Yeah. Or yeah. I mean, pretty much. Really? Or like a not a cannoli, but... All right, so you're taking your pasta sheet, you're putting the filling in it, you're getting your beef, your veal, your pork, your gravy, you know, tomato sauce, your herb ricotta, and they're rolling it up like it's a tube, and three large ones, and they are stacked. Think of it like a tower. Right?
Okay.
So three of them stacked side by side, and that's how it's served.
Okay.
And so it is all the components of a lasagna. Mm-hmm. But a very different presentation style.
Okay. It's
really, really good.
Okay.
This tastes like pasta that was made minutes before and boiled to order, you know, or cooked to order, I should say.
Okay.
Tons of flavor from the three different styles of meat. You know, when you're talking beef, veal, and pork.
Well, isn't that like Tutto Gusto's meatballs?
Yeah. Those are, mm-hmm. Those are beef, veal, and pork. Yep. So you have a ton of flavor from that.
So good.
Wonderful herb ricotta, a great house marinara.
Nice.
I could use probably a touch more marinara.
Okay.
Just because that's how good it was.
Would you next time ask for a side?
I would. Okay. I probably would.
Okay.
I couldn't finish it because we had already blown through the three appetizers.
Oh my God, tell me you took it home.
I did not.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Well, I
that is food.
Listen, I probably ate 2.5 out of the three towers. And I'd eaten lunch that day.
You could have taken it and I don't know what. You could have done something with it.
Do you know what I had for lunch? Does anybody care?
No. Nobody cares.
I went to Big River Grill and got their Wagyu burger with bacon.
Okay. Nobody cares. Just kidding.
Comes with kettle chips. They do not serve fries. It was a good burger.
I love that you love your solo trips by yourself.
I don't. I was so bored. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Whatever.
I really didn't. I'm kind of like, I don't know. I think I've done my solo trips and I've worn out my welcome with my own solo trips.
I sure said somebody broke Jeremy.
I know. Because I was like, I'm not so sure I'm loving it. But real quick, the Wagyu beef burger at River Grill was really, really good, but it was not a $20 burger by any means.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah. So anyway,
right.
Back to Detroit.
Moving on to lasagna.
Loved the lasagna.
Okay.
Highly recommend. I can see why it's their house favorite. And it's
nice.
A beautiful, gorgeous dish. As opposed
did
to
Alan
just getting
eat,
a big stack.
Like, does he?
He didn't. No, he didn't
try.
No, he didn't try it. Because he went ahead with his own and he got a pizza margarita.
Okay.
Fresh mozzarella, tomatoes, basil for $20.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 14.
Okay.
Inch.
How many pieces?
Pizza. I think it was cut into six.
Okay.
I really wish I had tried it. I didn't just because I was like focused on this lasagna and I was full. And so
okay.
I didn't try it, but he absolutely loved it. I could tell from looking at it. It had that obvious oven baked char grilled crust. You could smell it. Like you could smell that yeasty crust way that you'd expect from this coming out, you know, from a wood fired grill. He absolutely loved it. Ate the entire thing. So wonderful meal all around.
Oh, so that's it? Y'all didn't get any
no,
more?
No, we did not do dessert. I know Alan's not a dessert guy.
And you didn't do
so
any more
full.
Entrees? I feel like,
no.
I feel like Alan's that
oh
type to
goodness,
go,
no.
This pizza's good and I ate it all, but I think I need something else.
No.
Okay.
That
okay.
was the last okay. I saw him eat that evening.
Oh, okay.
You know, we had a 6:30-ish reservation, so we're getting out of there 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going back to the Hell. By the way, the Signia by Hilton at Bonnet Creek is gorgeous.
And that's on Disney property, right? That's
yeah, I mean,
Bonnet
it's right there down the street from Epcot across from Disney Springs.
I'd love to stay there.
Chuck can book it with Main Street Magic Travel. Beautiful pool area. It includes a lazy river, several nice. On-site restaurants, beautiful conference area. That's where Alan was speaking. We were in a king suite room, so there's a separate living area with a couch bed.
That couch bed, by the way, looked, and if you go to our Facebook, Jeremy posted that like little video of the whole mm-hmm. suite. That couch looked like a king couch. Like I'm assuming it was a queen, but it looked like huge to pull out.
I'm not sure the size of it because as far as I'm concerned, there could have been king's crowns underneath the mattress that poked me in the back all night. I'm lucky if I slept 2 hours. Would not recommend the couch bed there, at least the one that I had.
Okay.
It was awful.
I'm sorry.
But I think Alan slept very well. So in his 5:30 a.m. alarm, so he could go work out before he spoke, was actually welcoming because I was like, I'm just ready to get up and start the day. You know, like aww. You're laying in bed and I keep looking at the clock and it's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, how much longer do I have to lay here in misery? Like, I can't get up and do anything. It'd be weird. So anyway, back to Troy El Forno. Unfortunately, I did not get to see Athena that night. She was called out to a last minute meeting. And Heather, who is one of the other gyms there, came over and introduced herself. And she was super sweet.
Awesome.
She was wonderful. So weirdest thing ever. We're sitting there. Okay. I'm the guy in Disney, right? I'm the Disney guy.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the table. And sitting across from Alan and halfway through our meal, Alan looks up and recognizes someone that he knows.
Which is
from the speaking
like
world
huge
at Disney.
In my opinion.
Yeah. So he stops by the table for a little bit and I get to meet him. Such a nice guy. He's there with his family for the week. They actually, I think, went home yesterday, Thursday.
Awesome.
And we're like, he's just super nice guy. We chatted for a while and all, and he went back and joined his family. And so we're coming to the end of it. And Maria comes back. And she's like, would you guys like anything else? You need dessert? And Alan's like, no, we're good. I'll go ahead and take the check. And she's like, well, it's already been paid for. And Alan's like, what are you talking about? By who?
And she's Jeremy's like, over here like, not me. Yeah.
She's like, I think the guy that just left that you were talking to. And he's like, oh, my goodness. And so I told Maria, I was like, well, I wasn't paying for the meal either way. So good for Alan. Like, yeah. But it was super, super cool. So very thankful. It was an awesome evening. Alan and I got to catch up. We got to talk about all things business and life. And it was really cool to go down and see him speak again. I had not seen him speak in person since, I believe, September of 2019 when he spoke at the Swan. And I went down to Disney to see him. And that's when we went to Yachtsman and had a meal there.
That I have not eaten it yet either.
I know. And I think I've been saying since then I'd take you back there.
Wow. That was 2019?
It was almost 3 years ago.
Holy moly. What is Jeremy doing, guys?
I don't know. But if you're looking for Italian food on property, you know, again, depending on your level of Italian and depending on how serious you are about it, if you're a Christina pizza person, you might not want to do Tony's Town Square.
No.
You want to do Trattoria Al Forno.
Yeah, or...
if you're like us, I'd do either one.
Or an Epcot.
Yeah, Tutto Gusto would be a wonderful one. Now, I could compare Tutto Gusto. You know, I still think Tutto Gusto and Tutto Italia are still in the in-between part of Trattoria and Tony's. They are not at the level of Trattoria.
Okay.
And they're still very, very good.
Okay.
So, highly recommend actually both of these places. You know, what's so funny is...
I'd recommend all four.
Well, yeah, I would too. But as far as today's episode.
Okay.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, people will talk about Italian a lot and they'll talk about Magic Kingdom a lot. And Tony's, I feel like, gets a really bad rap. And most of the restaurants in Magic Kingdom get a bad rap. But when I posted and said, hey, we're going to go to Tony's today, I screenshotted and said, we just got a last minute reservation. Wish us luck. I had nothing but positive feedback.
I love that.
And so, you know, don't overlook the Magic Kingdom restaurants. I know that they're not groundbreaking.
Right.
I know that they're not, you know, all scratch-made, house-made dishes.
Yep.
But don't overlook them. You know, we still need to do the Plaza. We still need to do Liberty Tree. We still need to go ahead and do Diamond Horseshoe. We still need to get back to Be Our Guest with the prefix menu for lunch, and we've never done the dinner
there.
When
we get some more money.
Yeah. But don't overlook Magic Kingdom. I think you got some sleepers there. And I think it's another one of those where, you know, are we going to book Tony's Town Square 60 days out? No.
No.
Are we going to book it 30? No. 10? No. Are we going to book it day of as a walk-up? Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Am I going to book Trattoria 60 days out? I would. Okay. I don't know if it's 100% necessary, knowing that I got this reservation about, you know, probably 20 to 30 days ago.
Okay.
But I'd go ahead and hop on Trattoria. You know, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. And it is part of the wonderful Boardwalk Inn that I now enjoy. So it is one of the Boardwalk Inn restaurants. Okay. Even though you got to go outside to get rain. Uh-huh. That's okay.
Okay.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. I promise we don't have any more food reviews coming for at least 3 weeks. But we are going to have a wonderful episode about a beachcomber shack at Typhoon Lagoon coming up, which I'm super excited for.
So am I.
I want to see the Little Mermaid.
Taking my kids. Splitsville. My three girls. Cassidy. Super excited for that. Kaylin and Lacey.
That's going to be so fun. We're going to have a great group for the shack. We're going to have a great group for dinner. We're going to have a great group to see the Little Mermaid at Disney Springs. So all that's coming up, a whole lot more. If you want to hear all of that, you want to see all of that, go ahead and check us out, Main ST Magic, on all the social channels. You can go ahead and subscribe, get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And as always, we'd be so super thankful if you could leave us a rating and review.
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home.